Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, October 22nd, 2009, former KISS drummer Peter Criss reveals that he had been diagnosed with breast cancer in December 2007. Now a cancer survivor, he kept his condition a secret, telling only his wife, fearing ridicule in the press. On this day in 1998, Bob Dylan plays in his hometown of Duluth, Minnesota, for the first time since the 60s. The show sold out in 5 hours. On this day in 1996, sales figures are released that show that the Beatles sold 6 million albums from their back catalog and a combined total of 13 million copies of The Beatles Anthology 1 and The Beatles Anthology 2. A poll revealed that 41% of the sales were to teenagers who were not even born when the Beatles split in 1970. On this day in 1992, members of Boyz II Men receive awards for having the longest-running number one song of the rock era. End of the Road broke Elvis's record of 11 weeks with Don't Be Cruel. On this day in 1988, Elton John sells out Madison Square Garden for a record 26th time. On this day in 1971, Joan Baez receives a gold record for The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. It turned out to be her biggest hit, peaking at number 3 on Billboard. On this day in 1969, Paul McCartney publicly denies rumors that he is dead. The most recent of many clues of the death hoax was the fact that he was the only barefoot Beatle on the newly released Abbey Road album cover. The story was actually started as a prank by Fred LeBour, a sports and arts writer for the student paper The Michigan Daily at the University of Michigan. On this day in 1966, the Supremes become the first female group to have a number one album when the LP Supremes A Go-Go reaches the top. It knocked the Beatles' Revolver from the head of the list. And on this day, October 22nd, 1963, 24-year-old Kenny Rogers marries for the third time to Margot Gladys Anderson. They would have one child and divorce in 1976. His first record was released in 1957 with a song called That Crazy Feeling. But it wouldn't be until 1968 when he had his first hit, which was what? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, October 22nd, 1963, 24-year-old Kenny Rogers marries for the third time to Margot Gladys Anderson. He released his first record, That Crazy Feeling, in 1957. But he wouldn't taste success for 11 more years with a band called The First Edition, when he released Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag. But then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. tires on a dead-end sign. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah.